Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
So, Miss Momas, I need you to, like, learn how to DJ.
I need you to fucking teach me since you talk so much shit about it.
Well, girl, because it's just giving coins, 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 and bookings, and teas, and then every time it's like, you know, you like to be like, I'm a prestige artist. I'm like, okay.
Am I not?
You are. I'm just like, but girl, sometimes the girls just want to hear a little beep, boop, 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 and you need to press play. You need to learn how to press play and stop, but that's it.
I like, and I would love that. I want to give Paris Hilton, I want to give, hey, everyone. I'm DJing, press play, and instantly walk off the stage.
Exactly.
Like, that's the tea.
Walks away and comes back. We're just checking.
And then I want to come from the front of the DJ booth, like where the audience is, and press to the next thing. And then go.
Like, with your ass, like, pointing from behind you. Exactly.
For the trade.
The trade.
Yeah.
Well, they love you.
They do.
The trade just eats it up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're trade magnets.
They said that. Mm-hmm. That one there.
How
I like
think
it.
Of trade magnets for the name of the show?
Trade magnets. Wait, I like
Damn.
That.
Hold on. Wait. Okay, let's start.
Hi.
I'm Saturn.
And I'm Star.
And this is
Fully Charged. Sound effects of lightning.
I want to hear coffee.
Oh, yeah, like a jiggle of
asthmers?
Asthmers? Is that how you say it?
Arumbubo. Hi.
I feel like the best asthmers are those like black auntie asthmers. Mm-hmm. That's very artsy. It's giving. Or the one where she's like clickety clack. She's like,
oh, yeah, you know, it gives that.
Giving. It's giving.
Oh, okay, hold on. Well,
this is the first episode of Fully Charged. So.
It is. How does it feel?
To me?
Yeah.
Imagine I was like, I don't have feelings.
Well, sometimes.
I'm cold. Katie Heron, you're not. You're plastic, Katie Heron. Cold, shiny plastic.
Good. Get in.
Honestly, that's my favorite. That's my favorite version is when Katie's the plastic. Like, who wants to be like sad and like, I'm from Africa and white and girls hate me. I'd rather ascension, be like a bitch.
Yeah, the ascension was iconic. And I think you have to ascend into bitch to be able to then become your, what is it? United Nations Angelina. Like, it's the arc that you must exactly. take. Someone actually told me last night that that's my next arc.
Is you, you like, in?
Well, no. Bitch to you in.
Okay, my bad.
But like vulnerable bitch. Like messy, vulnerable.
Right. I want to give Sharon Stone Amphar.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, private flights, life ball tees. Mm-hmm.
Yes, adoptions and stuff.
Adoptions, booking homosexuals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For what kind of jobs are you booking?
Whatever
homosexuals?
Jobs.
Okay, helping
I support
the community.
The community.
You got it.
LGBT LMNOP. QRSTUV, mama.
WXYN.
And ZZZ. And can you say it in Spanish?
Go ahead.
ABCDE AFJ. But that's actually French.
Come on, Diwele. Why did we make this silly, silly thing called a podcast?
I have honestly no idea. I think it's just because it's like giving cross promotion, right?
It's
so
smart.
We have the party.
Yeah.
We have the event, the exclusive event at
Very
Soho
exclusive,
Warehouse,
girl.
Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm.
Hit us up now for your you know, access.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't get it.
You probably won't get it unless you're a member.
Yeah.
It's giving members only.
It's giving coins. Mm-hmm. Coins only.
Okay, this is the party.
So the party, Fully Charged, is the merging of established and emerging artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we think that is very important because of, you know, with queer and black artists.
Not the whisper
But
child.
No, it's not even them. But it's like just like kind of like the underground art scene. It's really hard.
We want to catalyze the margins
of
society and bring, you know, the undercurrent to the vanguard. Adjectives.
There it is.
I'm not educated, but, you know, I know words.
Only thing I can do is read and write.
You can read and write.
That's it.
You're always talking about how I cannot.
Well, I said you can't read and right at the same time.
Which is true. It's yes. like, if I'm on my phone, we do this all the time where I'm talking, and then...
No, I'm talking.
Well, she's talking, and then I'm starting to look at my phone, like scrolling on Instagram.
And I have disappeared from
logging into apps, talking to men's is...
She'll be fully like, oh my God, yes, that was hilarious. Oh my God, fuck this bitch, because then this other thing happened. Then I'll be like, well, yeah, because, you know, and then I was saying da 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 da, and then I'll be like, hello?
You know.
Hello.
It's because you're, no shade, but you're verbose. You know, you have a lot to say.
I do have a lot to say.
We're at Starbucks, girl. Okay, so we roll into the Starbucks drive-thru, and it's giving this. She said, can I get a, almond milk macchiato, flipped it and reversed it, and it's your if you got a bit, and then right. the man's like, and what else? Because she literally listed like seven different things in the damn
things.
Drink.
It's seven things.
Upside down, flipped and turned. I Girls. Said, okay, Missy Elliott over here talking about Nicki Minaj.
Featuring the queen. My drink, just so you girls who need a good drink, is
here we go.
A caramel macchiato iced venti made upside down with extra caramel drizzle and six pumps of vanilla and blonde shots and one extra shot. And light ice, because girl, they really try to like cheat you. Have you ever sucked it and then boom, it's gone?
What are we talking about here? The silence was a question. We're still talking about coffee.
We are.
See, this is where I check out. You see what I mean? Not the Dell Touch. No.
Girl, they had tested me and they said I don't have none of those things.
Not the Dell Touch.
Girl, they said I don't have none of those things.
And maybe it's giving Sigma Gamma Beta, girl. I don't know. Oh my God. It's giving Delta Phi Beta.
Girl, it's giving, the Sigma, Delta Steppers, girl. Period.
HBCU.
Girl,
okay, anyway, so the coffee order is verbose. Anyway,
it is. That's why she doesn't listen to me. But with that said, we started a party that
I'm lost.
We started a party,
that
is, you know, just very inclusive and
cunt. And honestly, this is kind
inclusive
of
inclusive and cunt.
Inclusive and cunt.
That's it.
That was what it was.
That's it.
We were trying to find the words because we're kind of over giving like Alphabet City type T's.
Yes.
Q, L, M, N, O, G. Like all the different like acronyms
for
your identity. Mm-hmm. So you don't be like, I'm a neurodivergent, mentally ill. Wait, can we not say that? Anyway, but you know, so I'm like, let me try to like include more people.
Well, because that represents our community, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we both came up in the Bay, which is a very inclusive place, no matter identity. I mean, the first parties I was a performer at were straight parties,
yes,
you know, like the
yes.
you know, like the cishets live.
Yeah, it's giving all of the flavors of
life.
Noah's Ark.
Yes. Everyone who went
every
in
kind of animal could come
everyone
right
yes here you girl. And then the water came. I wish the water would come on some of them, girl. On no, seriously,
what,
the
girls like, as in they need to take a shower.
Well, that's a whole different situation.
Deodorant with some aluminum, girl? What?
Yes, because you know I don't like the stinkies.
That's me today. Anyway.
You wore the deodorant with the aluminum?
I didn't. I wore the
crystal
stick.
Do you have the crystal?
Stick.
Yeah, I love it.
I wore the crystal stick today.
But the crystal,
It was a little too hot for the crystal stick.
Because she, she ends at
and
a certain time.
And when it's
time,
a little too warm outside.
She ends quick.
Lady stick.
You need something with a little rub on
or,
it.
No,
a little white.
Is that what it's called? It's not called lady stick.
I think that's hot.
Lady speed stick.
Wait.
Oh, girl.
I like this.
No, lady that's speed. A whole... Now, that is another conversation.
Let's take a break, where in the future, we will say our sponsors because everyone will want to sponsor us.
Exactly. Perhaps the commercial will play now.
Yes, it'll be our albums. It'll be our albums.
Yeah, hot. Okay, so let me set the scene for you.
What happened?
This is the only tea of the night that I really... Like, I feel like if this hadn't happened, I would have been more, like, chill. I was a little high strung at the afters.
Yes.
Because what happened...
Well, we were at... Well, okay, so we were at our party, Fully Charged. And the inaugural event was Star's release party.
My EP release.
She...
Hopeless. What is she... This girl gets on stage, she says, I'm so excited for Star's EP, Hopeless. Mind you, the EP is called Hopefully Limitless. And the girl goes, I'm hopeless. Girl, what is it? Hopeless on stage in front of everybody. We got A&Rs from all Interscopes and people and all kinds of people over there. And this girl really goes, you know, her EP, Hopeless.
I was like, hopelessly limited, hopefully.
Limited and hopeless.
Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless. It's hopeless. I ain't lying.
So,
you know.
And yet somehow we're friends. Okay, anyway. Right.
Okay, language-wise, though, hopefully sounds like something where you're like, hopefully this happened. So I was trying to think of like, hopefully, then how would that go into limitless? Hopefully limitless.
It's just Richmond, but California.
Miss Richmond. What's up, y'all? I'm Miss Richmond. I really want to work on like.
Just came out. She said, my sister over there, she got an EP. It's called Hopeless. I hope y'all listen to it. It's like, girl, it's hopefully limitless. Okay, well, anyway, here she goes. She's about to sing her little song. And she like, fun as I'll say. I said, okay, Richmond, thank you.
It was cute because then I got back on at the end and I said, now y'all get to her EP, Hopefully Limitless. And everyone laughed because they knew I had looked it up.
She had to look it up, which is fine. Anyway, long story short, we go to the damn hotel.
We
had a room. Okay, yeah. So they give us a green room, which turned into like the kiki spot after the event, girl.
Okay, so the night was cute except for...
The girls, you know, Carrie. Okay, here's the thing about the Carrie queens.
Yes.
I like a Carrie queen. Perhaps could be a Carrie queen.
May have been.
On a Saturday or a Friday night. On a Wednesday, it's not giving full Carrie. I just don't like girls when they want to be putting their feet on your bed.
With their shoes on. Like, why are your shoes on?
And then the girls were really feeling like very, girl, you got a room?
Right. Cute. So like, they felt cute in our cute.
They said, oh, come through.
It was giving, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Who is, like.
Who is this?
Who is this? Introduce them to us at least.
I said, who are you? I'm like, oh, I gotta hide my laptop. Is it giving that?
It was giving very much so.
It's giving, let me hide my laptop, child.
What it did give was me turning into Stern, like, party mom, being like, okay, let me hide all the mini bar drinks. Let me hide. Like, literally had to, like, hide them under the sink so that no one would look for them. Like, it was just, like, uncouth.
Lightly.
It was very light.
So we had to give it black auntie teaser.
If your mama was here, what would she say?
I don't know who raised you, but child, this is a black household.
Okay. It was giving out, where you from? Right. Okay, so look. Very that. And we got them together. Okay.
Oh, you had a white mom.
Okay.
Right.
Well, baby, come here. Sit down.
Miss Sweetie.
We have rules.
Mm-hmm.
The rules are sit the fuck down.
Chill out.
Talk in your inside voices.
Inside voices.
And that was hopefully
and
it.
And we'll keep it copacetic.
Mm-hmm. Period.
So we got the girls together.
We got them together.
They got together. And then it was cunt.
It was cunt. It really was cunt. It was really cunt. I liked it. I liked that it was giving like multiple rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, when you
the bathroom,
the shower.
The shower was like another room. The shower, the bath, the other actual bedroom.
The bedroom.
By the window.
By the window. It was giving like, you know, sections.
The only problem is there was no trade.
Not for us.
Not for me.
Not for me.
There was trade, but not
I know.
For me.
It's so hard not being gay, don't you think?
I know. Oh my God. Yeah. The kids left to another after party, but it gave misogyny, men only. I said, Oh, so because they want to have a gay orgy.
I was like, I like dick too.
I want to watch.
Right.
Don't y'all get off on getting watched?
Right.
Isn't it 2021?
They be fucking these girls' boyfriends while the girlfriends watch.
Yeah.
So you like this already.
I seen that video.
I saw it too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that was the only, I said, okay, well, that's fine. It must be nice to be a gay man.
Yeah.
It gives that. It must be nice.
It must be very, must be nice. You know? That was a black song. I don't know if you know
it. I don't know. You saw I tried. I failed. But it's fine.
That's my life, Jennings. Shout out
to
my Jennings.
Favorite artist is Feist.
That is true. Mine's Britney Spears.
Right.
Free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney.
Yes.
Hashtag why is she posting the same video of her tits like every day? Because
I think they keep getting removed.
Well, okay, and so she keeps posting it every day.
A couple of weeks ago, hard pivot. Because when Britney comes in, it's hard pivot.
Go off.
So Britney. When a couple of weeks ago, when I was like, delete that post, sister, that is not Britney. It was. However, they still run, that still went through them.
Okay.
She still sends them in to the people. So when she sent in these titty pictures, they were getting deleted and her team keeps putting them back up. And today she just put out a video of the titty pictures. So I was like,
yes.
Okay, ma'am. Mama's just living. Mama's trying to figure it out. You know, mama's like stepping. Mama just got out of jail halfway. She in the halfway house.
Okay.
So it's going to be weird for a minute.
Is this going to hurt her case?
No.
Are they going to be like, Miss Lady, your titties are out on the ground.
She already clocked Miley Cyrus. She said Miley Cyrus was smoking weed on stage. I can do what I want to do.
She said that on her Instagram?
No, girl. In her deposition.
Oh, I love that.
She gave. Now, when all these other artists that my company, that my managers manage, like Miley Cyrus.
Why? The girls really like to bring up Miley. Remember when Nicki said, to the bits, I had a lot to say about me in the press. Miley, what's good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Miley, Miley's a bought-in girl, so that's the tea. And they're
you
just
know what?
Like,
let's invite her to
Fully Charged.
Fully Charged, girl.
And she would come.
Sweetie, Miles.
Hey, Mylesha. Mylesha Nicole.
If you are listening to me, Miley, I don't know if you understand Norse code, but it's giving. Come to the party.
Come to the party, girl. Hit us up. We'll get you in.
We'll get you in.
She's
sis.
A member.
Yeah.
She should bring like a gay relative. I want to see what's up.
Yeah.
I wonder who her older brother Trace is with now.
Oh, from the band. He's in Metric?
I think so. And he was with Brenda Song, who's now...
Is it Metric? What's the band? We're looking at... I'm looking at... Let's look it up.
Audience, do you know?
The girls.
Do you?
Call in if you know
who
where? The band. Call in right now.
Right now. Hello, we're waiting.
My number is...
What's your number, girl?
If you're hot and hung, my number is... No, I'm just kidding. JK.
To me, it's if you need help getting to the other side of your
send me
identity,
a smoke
call
signal
me.
Too.
Right.
East
or
LA.
A bat signal.
Metro Station.
Okay, shake, were they shake, on? Shake, 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 shake it.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Damn. I do love that song. Wait, no, I like shaking, shaking. That's the same thing.
Shake, shake. What? If only you could see the face I just made at this bitch, like. No, sis.
Because I thought... Are you ready?
No, you sing yours again. Let me hear it. Now let's figure this out. Let's get
it's
to the bottom of it.
Shoo, shoo, shake it. Shoo, shake it. I'm shoo, shoo, shake.
Shoo, shoo, shake it. Shake it off, she said. Shoo, shoo. Shake it. Shake it off. Okay,
that's
whatever.
How it goes. Girl, let's take a break.
We're back. Oh,
hi,
yes.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, my name is Star Amarasu. I'm an Aries. I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
And I have 36 triple D breasts.
Hi, my name is Saturn Rising. I am a Leo four times over, Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars. So I'm crazy, bitch. Yikes. What's up? Libra rising, though, so that's why you probably thought I was pleasant.
yes.
And I have a really fat ass, big dicks follow.
Period, blood.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, but the truth... Oh, my truth-
God, speaking... I feel like it's too risque for the podcast. But anyway, not me like pussy stunting so hard with Trade recently where they were like. The silence is me thinking like, wait, should I not say this? Okay, well, you can decide if you want to put it in later. And if it's too much, I'll be like, no, don't do it. But basically what happened was I told you the story about how I was with these two Persian trades and they ran a train on me and then the condom broke. And then after the trade was like, oh, well, you're on birth control, right? So I was like, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't have fallopian tubes. And so I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. And then this man's like, okay, cool, yeah. Then they start making a joke, the two guys, of like, oh, well, because, you know, the baby's going to have his eyes and my hair and his lips and really my... Sexy. And I was like, they're like, who are you going to charge for child support?
Both.
And I was like, now, is this fucked up? Or am I feeling the effervescence of my fucking puss?
Yes, you are, as you should.
I don't know. Anyway, so back to the... to what we're talking about.
Let's pick that up later.
It's giving, yeah.
I actually want to know the answer. Who would it look like? We have to come out about something, though.
What are we coming out, girl? I'm coming out.
I want the world to know.
Better let it show.
Let it show. I was going to sing a little light of mine, but the truth that we are coming out about is that we are both artists and curators and trendsetters, and we want to share that with all of you. So as a part of the podcast, we are curating a playlist of amazing music. Each week, we will both select a song for the Fully Charged playlist.
Right. For some reason, my mind went straight to like Tila Tequila style coming out as like evangelical tea. It's like, yes. I need to come out. I actually hate you all. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, that's tea.
Okay, yeah, music.
Yeah.
Music, art, and culture.
Yeah. What are you listening to, babes?
So right now, the song that's really hitting my frontal lobe, like right there, between me there, is Fuck 'em All Night.
Fucking them all day.
Miss Azealia Banks.
The queen.
The queen.
The.
I'm fucking them all day. Fuck 'em all day. I'm fucking them all night. Yeah, I've been fucking him all night. I've been taking raw dicks since 11. It's 4-5 in the morning, the dawn. He's been freaking me out. Got me locked your dick deep in my mouth. He mesmerized by my eyes and my feminine thighs. If he decide he wanna slide up, then I'm ready to ride. Put a surprise in his bundle, little condo inside. He getting high on his pussy, now he's sweating it out. Cause we can slut, we can fuck, we can dig in the guts. And we can suck to the nut if you ready to bust. I got some double D's, a little waist in his front. So seductive and plush, fill a pussy deluxe. He got a crush on me, now I got him spinning his bucks. He wanna touch on my body while his tongue on my cunt. Do whatever you want. Pussy lips visible, like I'm H to the Izzo. Shorty telling me my pussy fat like Mizzo. All these bitches is zeros, nil not a De Niro. I'm high like Sharon Stone in casino. I'm the Dawn Diva. All these bitches are small fries when I come through. Yes, all these bitches, they gon' hide. Niggas run too. You was ducking the 4-5. I'm talking all day and thugging it all night, niggas. All these bitches are sore sight. Little mermaid, $2 in all white, yeah. Catch a bitch on the wrong night. I'm a dumb four Shelly's and bucking it on sight, niggas. He was calling him all day. Call him all day, you bugging him all night, yeah. I was fucking him all night. I fuck him all ways. I'm fucking him all sight, bitch, yeah. I'm fucking him all night. Fucking him all day. Fucking him all night.
Our problematic fave.
100%.
One of a few now. Because I guess there's a lot of problematic faves out there.
That's where it's at.
But she's the one that I refollowed her recently again. Mm-hmm. Because I fuck them all night.
It's a massive bop.
It's problematic. I love it.
I like
actually want to say something, but I'm not going to say it because it's too problematic. Well, my favorite line, you know what my favorite line is. But
I also like the fucking the morning.
Exactly.
She starts singing it. It's cute. I get higher every day.
As a girl with a thick vagina.
Yeah, what about it?
Smuggle bricks to China, real fat vagina. I resonate with that song.
I hear that.
That was Nicki for you, girl. I mean, the Barbs already knew that. But
yeah, yeah. Shout out to, you know, to freedom.
To freedom.
I have a pick.
Yeah.
It's from a little dance diva.
Okay.
I'm rooting for her. And this is my bid. This is my support for her in her campaign to main pop girl. It's Normani, the Camila Cabello Avenger.
Right.
Because we need Normani supremacy so that one little girl can get out of here. Actually, no, no comparisons, no any of that. But I will say that Hit 'Em Up and Doo-Doo-Doo has had me stuck. And also, Fucking It Up Like Oopsie Daisy has had me fucked. It's just, I just can't let it go.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit have you wildin'. Last minute trips to the islands. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild.
And I'm very proud of her for talking about her wild side, even though I think her wild,
wild side.
Right. I think her wild side is very much made for one man only and for, like, you know, some sort of, like, future husband tease. Like, I don't really think she's out here giving what the girls really give.
I mean, of Beyonce's daughters.
That's right.
The other one, Chloe X, Bailey's.
She about to do it the same way.
That was the girl. But Chloe Bailey. Let me not say her name wrong. Chloe. Chloe X Bailey.
But you know, her sexuality is the same. It's the Beyonce sexuality of, like, baby, I'm desirable to all men, but going home
right,
to
right,
one.
Right.
Chloe's just going to give it to you harder because Chloe's like, baby.
Yeah.
You know? But Wild Side is my bop for the week.
That's cute. Yeah. For you.
D-Malo.
I would say Cardi that, says. Yeah, I like Cardi's part in that. In the video, I like it when she's kind of being lesbian with herself. I think that's
yes.
Cute.
Incest lesbian.
Is it incest if it's yourself?
Well, because if it's another one of you,
like,
wouldn't you be... Oh. I thought you... Okay.
Well, that's the question. If you had sex with your clone, is it incest or masturbation?
Tell us how it is.
Tune in
up
next week for the answers to those any more questions.
Well, this is us on a lot of coffee. And after a hell of a night,
oh girl, no,
I want to say I'm proud of you for the party. We really did that. We
what
pulled
party.
Oh, you're right.
Just kidding.
Thank you guys. For
Wait,
listening.
No, I'm sorry. The first rule of improv. Yes, and yes.
That's
the
right.
Party.
That's right.
And I don't know what you're talking
Come
about.
On. Yes, the party. I loved it. Which one?
Who? Yeah, exactly. Oh, every week, every day, another dime, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. It's the reality of my mentality.
But the party
wise,
was
don't
great.
Even
I appreciate everything shout out
to that
Left you.
Eye.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga Left Eye. Gone too soon.
Straight up, and Selena.
Yeah, shout out to my number one bitch, Selena. Yeah,
yeah.
Come on, let me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Never for mind. Listening to something else soon.
Thank y'all for listening to the inner crustables of our mind. Well. That's it for Fully Charged with Saturn and Star this week.
Why do you have to say it like that? Girl, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, that's it.
I'm on television, girl.
And it's just, hi, I am Katie Couric, and you are watching what
I'm
is
Meredith
her show?
Motherfucking Vieira.
60 Minutes.
Girl. And welcome back to The View. I'm Meredith Vieira, and this is Star Jones.
Wow. Best era of The
that
View.
That was the best era with Al Reynolds. Uh-huh. When she got married to Al, and she was, you know,
Al Roker.
No, she got married to the gay man. Star Jones got married to the gay man, who's now on Fox Soul. Anyway.
I convinced the girl this week that I was named after Star Jones. I was like, yeah, no, Star Jones. Because people like aunt? To try me for my name. They're like, Star, that's your real name?
Same.
I'm like, yeah, my mom named me after Star Jones. You know, yeah. Star Jones. She was a white girl. She said, who? I had to show her a picture. she didn't know. I was like, okay.
Yes.
So thanks for listening to our first ever moment. Well, I've been on a podcast before, so don't get it fucking twisted, bitch.
Period, bitch.
Okay, and you know what else?
What?
I have a popping motherfucking life online. So, period. I've been around the block. So, you girls listening, don't think you're doing fucking charity. Listen to my motherfucking podcast, bitch.
Thank you guys for listening.
You know what? Thank you so much for listening. Actually, let me pivot. I'm so, like, tickled pink and blessed that you chose to listen to this podcast out of a million podcasts online.
Honestly.
And a million voices and a cacophony of sound.
Cacophony.
You picked these two people. Thank you.
Beautiful, strong, God-fearing people.
These wet people. These two people. Thanks for listening to our first ever episode. It was cunty, it was cute, it inclusive. Was sweet, and it was all inclusive.
We hope you join us each week as we charge up with one another.
Yeah, it's giving zaps, zip zops, and zip zoodoops. Zap zops.
Girl, zooted and polluted.
Zooted. Well, last night. Today, I'm just on coffee.
Yeah. It's just giving the, you know, recreation of the cells. Okay.
Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and Star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.